Here's the latest audio research news from the Transmitter.
Slightly unhinged federal autism meeting portends unclear research priorities. By Daisy Yuhas. Scientists have expressed concerns about last week's meeting of the newest Interagency Autism Coordinating Committee, IACC, raising questions about the meeting's content, process, and impact on future U.S. federal funding for autism research. The day was slightly unhinged, says David Mandel, professor of psychiatry at the University of Pennsylvania Perelman School of Medicine and former IACC member, who attended the public meeting virtually. U.S. federal law mandates that the IACC, which coordinates the Department of Health and Human Services efforts on autism, convene at least twice annually to develop a strategic plan for autism research. But the latest IACC gathering on April 28 did not deliver on that goal, according to Mandel and other former committee members who listened to the meeting. Instead, the committee pushed forward three policy proposals in a way that may have violated federal law. According to Mandel and statements by the Autism Science Foundation and the Autistic Self-Advocacy Network, the main topics in these proposals, profound autism, challenging medical comorbidities, and the dangers of wandering and elopement, are worthy of discussion and policy change, Mandel says. I can make common cause with some of the concerns and ideas that were expressed. But completely absent from the agenda was any development of a strategic plan for conduct of and support for autism spectrum disorder research as stipulated by the Autism Cares Act, former IACC member Alicia Halliday, chief science officer of the Autism Science Foundation, told the Transmitter. This means it's still unclear what the committee will prioritize. The IACC failed to discuss plans to develop or update the strategic plan for research, so there is nothing to indicate what kinds of research they are interested in pursuing, wrote Helen Tager-Flusberg in an email to the Transmitter. Tager-Flusberg is professor emerita of psychological and brain sciences at Boston University and also a former IACC member. That failure could have long-term consequences. By law, the committee has 6 months to develop this document, but if there is no strategic plan, there can be no budgetary requirements, and therefore, there may be a lapse in funding, Halliday wrote in an email to the Transmitter. Current IACC chair, Sylvia Fogel, did not respond to the Transmitter's request for comment. During the morning half of the meeting, public and federal committee members introduced themselves and shared priority areas of concern. Many public members called for greater investment in therapeutic avenues that have only a weak evidence base, including facilitated communication and microbiome research. The Transmitter has previously reported on some committee members' controversial views, including their questioning of the safety of vaccines. Fogel asserted during the meeting that the committee would take the lived experience and urgent concerns of the community and translate them into policy for HHS to consider. Fogel is a psychiatrist and Harvard Medical School instructor who identified herself during the meeting as a parent of a child with autism. In line with Fogel's comment, the committee's public members presented their recommendations in the afternoon. Notably, the committee members recommended a revised definition for profound autism that does not mention IQ, contrary to existing guidance from the Lancet Commission and Delphi consensus groups. That specific recommendation may reflect the committee's interest in facilitated communication strategies. Many proponents of these approaches object to characterizations of people with autism that use IQ, both Mandel and the Autism Science Foundation pointed out. Mandel and Halliday noted that none of the panel's recommendations fall within the committee's actual remit of guiding research aims. Dina Gassner, senior research scientist at Drexel University's A.J. Drexel Autism Institute, who is a former member of the IACC and is autistic, pointed to an astronomical number of procedural violations, including a lack of transparency around the authorship of the recommendations discussed and a lack of opportunity for public input prior to calling a vote on the proposals. The next IACC meeting date has yet to be announced. This audio is created using artificial intelligence. Stay up to date with the latest neuroscience news and perspectives at thetransmitter.org. Follow audio research news on Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.